This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by FullScript. FullScript is a virtual dispensing platform that helps practitioners, myself included, improve patient care and adherence by dispensing professional-grade supplements from anywhere. It has the industry's most comprehensive catalog of products and features like refill reminders and auto reorder. I've been using FullScript in my practice for years. I even use FullScript to order supplements for myself and my family. They've got all the brands I use. So I have firsthand knowledge of the impact that they can have on your patients. It's simple to use, providing EHR integrations, customizable dosage instructions, and an evidence-based protocol library. It makes integrative medicine feel integrated. It integrates with your way of working and with your patients' day-to-day lives. So if you're looking to boost patient adherence and eliminate inventory management, you should really try FullScript. If you're a practitioner looking to sign up, go to fullscript.com/Hoffman to start using FullScript for free today. If you're a patient currently ordering supplements from your doctor, let them know about FullScript. Tell them Dr. Hoffman sent you. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're talking about CBD, but particularly in the context of our current lockdown, it assumes greater importance. We're all suffering from stress. But interestingly, researchers are beginning to look at CBD as, at the very least, an auxiliary treatment for patients with COVID-19. This is fascinating. A study out of Israel will take place over the coming weeks, and it will look at COVID-19 patients currently undergoing treatment in Israel's Rabin Medical Center. Doctors are going to combine traditional steroids and CBD with the belief that CBD will enhance the therapeutic potential of the steroids. Very interesting. So Stuart Topp, VP of Science Regulation and Education at CV Sciences, with us today. So Stuart, is it possible that CBD and or some of the compounds in hemp oil can exert an anti-inflammatory effect?
Yes, and the study design is so exciting for the layperson to hear, well, why would they be giving CBD on top of the steroids?
Right. Yeah, just, why not just give more steroids? I mean, yeah.
Or why can't you give just the CBD? For the people that don't follow medicine that closely, those are medical ethics issues, and you cannot deprive standard of care as much as we'd like to. That's brutal. Mm-hmm. So to see that CBD on top of standard of care could have adjunctive and additive benefits, if that pays off, that would add to the body of evidence where CBD is currently approved. CBD is only currently approved by the FDA as additive therapy on top of the anti-epileptic drugs, which are benzodiazepines.
One very narrow indication, you know, for epilepsy, right?
But CBD, to answer your question, when we study the mechanism of action, we'll do this at another show, CBD super enhances and changes the pharmacokinetics and the half-life of the drugs that people are already taking for epilepsy. So it's getting more nuanced to explain what's doing what. If you combine CBD with steroids, you may find the same magic. If you combine CBD and elevating your endocannabinoid system with everything else Dr. Hoffman has taught you to do and everything else we know to do, I'm saying it like this. You'll probably get better results with CBD if you sort of get healthier and less stressed out to begin with.
Indeed. Yeah, so you were telling me before we started that you were going to offer us some opinions or some insights on why do some of those infected with COVID-19 develop severe lung problems while others don't? That's really one of the central dilemmas in this. Is some people are asymptomatic, some people just feel, you know, flu-like symptoms, and other people just go down that slippery slope to hospitalization and intubation and, you know, sometimes, you know, death.
Well, although I can't specifically speak about COVID-19 from the hours and hours of research and all of our medical and scientific advisors that I'm talking to, the theory is this, is there's a dance between the innate immune system being able to basically defend itself relative to the speed of viral replication. Now, that then goes back to our statement in the first part of the show that all you can do is stay healthy. So we know It's critical to import to support the immune system. And I think it's inflammatory resolution of inflammation should be the new buzzword, effective, appropriate resolution of inflammation. And we know that disease severity has to do with resolution of inflammation. We all know that we need to feed our bodies the tools that we need to modulate the immune response, and that the immune system is responsive to lifestyle and dietary choices.
What are some of the other companion nutrients that you think are plausible and compatible with CBD? I mean, because we wouldn't want to be one-note Charlies. It's not all about CBD, obviously.
Well, no. First of all, we never like that oversimplification. It's only one tool in the tool chest. With limited time, I'm going for cruciferous vegetables, and I'm eating more of them than ever. Selenium, whether it's through Brazil nuts or salmon or the micronutrient supplementation. Quercetin, which is an apple a day keeps the doctor away, and then the hemp CBD. So those four and probiotics would be my favorite five right now.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to prevention, what would you say? Another way to put it is, you know, people are going to go to CB Sciences, they're going to go to Plus CBD Oil, and they're going to see a product selection there. So there's a wide variety of products available there. I think you boiled it down into, you know, some pretty user-friendly systems. But, you know, tell us what people will find there, and, you know, where can they get in on it?
Well, first of all, you'll be confused, like Dr. Hoffman and I and anyone is, because if you answer the question directly, all of these dietary supplement companies they're making, we're creating things as we go. So things that made sense early on might not make as much sense. And so today with a gold soft gel, with that gold soft gel and a randomized control trial, with just one gold soft gel a day, people ate less, slept better, longer, and felt better for $1 a day. It was the opposite of THC because CBD sends satiety signals. They were less anxious, so they slept better and longer. This enhanced improvement in quality of life is that as the immune system starts to heal a little bit because we get a good night rest. So I would say make it easy. Go for the gold soft gel. That's the number one selling product in the entire channel.
And that's what I take. In fact, I've got right here. I got a box of it in front of me.
So just that makes it easy. And then the roll-on. Did I send you the roll-on yet, the topical?
No.
Okay, so the roll-on will be next because, you know, there are receptors in the skin. This is interesting. There are NRF receptors and cannabinoid receptors in the skin. And as you know, CDC has been saying topical, salon pause, please, lidocaine, capsaicin because of the opioid epidemic. So we took the old Ben Gay formula and added CBD to it in a roll-on. Mm-hmm. And this stuff's amazing. If you're in pain, now if you're super, you only want 100% natural from Tibet, you might not like the fact that it's an over-the-counter drug mixed with CBD that works. Mm-hmm. However, if you want something that gets rid of pain, it's amazing.
Well, it's Bengay, which has some soothing effects. I mean, the Bengay formula. Yet what I've used for aches and pains is I've used your topical, I guess it's a gel. It's kind of, you know, it's a little oily. And, occasionally, you know, do too many push-ups, you know, because here I'm locked down. I don't have a lot of exercise equipment. So, you know, I'm doing the 100 push-up a day challenge. Anyway, my shoulder's getting a little sore. So I rub some of that into my shoulder and I do get relief. It's very interesting.
Well, it's a counter irritant is actually the term because of those receptors that are in the skin. And so on our pharmacy side, where we sell our products in pharmacies, our two best-selling products based on the market are the gold soft gel and the roll-on. And they're a great complement. You've got topical and internal. I'll send you some so you can try it out. But those would be the things just to make it easy. And the other products were part of, you know, as we grow and expand. Here's an example. We have a red label, which it's...
Right, there's red, green, and gold. So I think that little bit requires a little clarification.
Okay. Well, I wish it was easier, but we've made it like this. The red label was the whole raw plant.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be for the people that love just food as medicine, all organic, non-GMO, period, end of sentence, right?
Okay.
And so if you take that red extract and you heat it, and it's actually like a dark, dark, dark green color. However, if you heat it, it now becomes activated. And that's what that green label is. Now it goes to more receptors.
Mm-hmm.
It has greater use throughout the whole body. It's not just CBDA as the acid form.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you heat it, then the gold is super concentrated, like super concentrated fish oil. That gold is made with the same machinery that we use to concentrate fish oil, where you can increase the amount of CBD like you can increase the EPA or DHA. I don't know if I've ever told you that. It's the same short path mm-hmm. distillation. So we make that gold here. That's our product.
Right. So, you know, and I always believe in going for the gold. And I would say that 90% of my prescriptions to patients are the gold formula. But sometimes when a patient has, say, arthritis, you know, where clearly there's a high level of inflammation, and I'm less interested in the, you know, the mood effects or the sleep benefits. I mean, I still want them, but that's less the what's at issue. I might suggest the red formula because in my mind, it has some of these entourage compounds that are anti-inflammatory. Am I on the right track with that?
You are so on the right track. And it has the acid form, which is a different structure. It's cannabidiolic acid, which behaves more like aspirin. Mm-hmm. And it has some COX-2 activity, which CBD does not. So to your point, you just noticed it on your own. CBDA, different than CBD. So look forward. This is a spoiler alert here. Look forward to future products where we have red label with more CBDA in there.
Mm-hmm.
So as we sort of up concentrate the CBDA to give you more of that natural aspirin, that's what I call that CBDA. It's like a hemp superfood aspirin alternative mm-hmm. that has very little blood-brain barrier activity. It's more for the periphery.
Right. So more for bodily aches and pains. And the green is intermediate. I have a little trouble understanding.
Yeah, that's going to be, now that was, if you want the full plant and you want to make sure that you're getting the activation, when you heat the extract, you liberate CBD from the acid package.
Okay, so now, remember, it's the best of both worlds kind of thing.
You kind of do. And if you, let's say you had a grandparent or someone who you knew was, you know, new to this,
mm-hmm.
you could give them the little green spray bottle. It's $20. It has 100 milligrams of CBD in there. And that was really the hottest selling product in the country before we had the gold soft gels made.
Right. I actually like the flavor of the things in the little squirt bottles. It's like a little plunger that goes down and you spray it on your tongue.
That was a big part of it. I mean, John Hicks, who's dead now, who wrote that book, he was a great friend and mentor, The Medicinal Power of Cannabis. He said, Stuart, people like the peppermint spray, especially sick people and kids when you only need one or two sprays. So flavor is a big deal. If it doesn't taste good, you won't use it. And Scott Shannon, who published our work out of Colorado, handed patients that bottle, that 500 milligram peppermint spray bottle, and said, hey, you determine when you're stressed out, and then spray some and hold it under your tongue.
As needed, yeah. Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this vital message with you. Earlier in the episode, I mentioned FullScript. Remember, FullScript is a virtual dispensing platform that helps practitioners, myself included, I'm a user, dispense professional-grade supplements and improve patient adherence from anywhere. For example, when you write a prescription through FullScript, it gets sent directly to patients via text or email. And when they place an order, their supplements get shipped right to their front door. It's incredibly convenient. The most incredible part, though, is it's completely free and available to all kinds of practitioners, giving you complete control over balancing revenue with patient affordability. So if you're looking to boost patient adherence and eliminate inventory management, you should really try FullScript. If you're a practitioner looking to sign up, go to fullscript.com/Hoffman to start using FullScript for free today. If you're a patient currently ordering supplements from your doctor, let them know about FullScript. Tell them Dr. Hoffman sent you. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Protocol for Life Balance product line, available at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out, which help support positive mood and relaxation. GABA, 5-HTP, SAMe, L-tryptophan, and Mucuna extract. With current economic and living conditions causing widespread sadness and tension, these neurotransmitters and their precursors can help support positive mood and relaxation. That's according to numerous clinical studies. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Thanks for listening. And now back to our guest, Stuart Tomk. I've got a plan for myself, and I'm sticking to it. I take two of these at bedtime. Is the activity of this long acting, because I suspect that I'm getting some immediate effects where I'm able to sleep through the night, but I also suspect that I'm maintaining higher levels of cannabinoids through my system if I cumulatively take it, you know, every day, night in, night out. Is there something to that?
Yes, we're seeing this long-term sort of
like a buildup.
Buildup, and but also softening in terms of the stress response. Meshulam, Professor Raphael Meshulam out of Hebrew University, who's the godfather of this, really, if you watch his documentary called The Scientist on YouTube, it's called The Scientist, he says if you're healthy, you have a healthy endocannabinoid system and you can forget. Mm-hmm. And I love it. He says, can you imagine if you remembered every face you saw, you'd lose your mind. You have to be able to let it go. So that's what we're seeing because of how it affects the memory and consolidation of memory and a little bit of amnesia, which is why it's good for addiction. Mm-hmm. It's good to get your forgetter in good shape.
Right. This notion of pruning actually has come to the fore in autism. It's thought that, you know, it's not because of lack of connections. It's almost because of excessive connections and the inability to sort of manage this tangle of neurological connections that gets some of these kids in trouble.
I love talking to you so much because it has everything to do with neuronal population control of neuronal networks. And that's why you can go back to something as simple as 1950, Earl Nightingale, the greatest secret of all, you are what you think. You are what you think. And that's where plus CBD can help, because if you're trying to retrain your brain like all of us are, that's where this can come in handy, help you retrain your brain to unlock the chemistry of love.
All right. Like that. I see here a practical sort of a housekeeping detail here on my sheet in front of me.
Yeah, we're going to give a big discount to your listeners, 30% off, I think. Is that what we're doing?
Whoa, that's pretty good.
I think because, you know, we want to make, first of all, we're doing okay. I mean, we're still here. I came to
I was going to ask you, you know, what's happening to your company? Because a lot of companies are in serious trouble. I mean, the retail stores are closed or they're very limited in distribution. How's CV Sciences weathering this storm as a corporate entity?
Well, we're actually doing surprisingly well. We have two CFOs that are also at the top here and understand business. The CBD market was taking on some heat before COVID. And then we acted very quickly. We had to let people go, you know, big pay deferrals, all those sorts of things. But our mission was very clear,
the heat was coming from the suffering of others. Wait, the heat was coming from government regulation and pushback, or the heat was coming because there's such a proliferation of products and there's too many copycat companies making substandard products with claims?
Yes, thank you for getting me to clarify that. We're in great terms with the FDA. So the heat that was coming was the market competition. We went from one or two competitors to 3,000.
Right.
It's
like a gold rush. I mean, it really is like the California gold rush all over again. It's amazing.
But just like, you know, with fish oil, over time, a good quality companies that make good quality products that support good science, that's real, that don't exceed the science, they're going to make it. So at the same time, it's been scary. It's also been exciting for people to get over the initial wave and then want to learn more. So keep your eyes open for new products. Like, we're going to be able to go into many different categories now because we really gained credibility for the QA/QC, the science, the regulatory, and now we have a trusted name.
Is CV Sciences underwriting any additional research? Because you've done research in the past. Mostly it's research to validate, you know, the safety of your product, which I think is important. But are you collaborating with researchers to look at outcomes with various conditions, perhaps?
Yes, and it's a very fun part of my department that I get to work for Dr. Duffy Mackay, who you probably remember, who was at CRN.
Yes.
We'll have him on your
top-notch guy. Yeah.
We'll have him on your show. He's my new boss, so it's the Science, Regulation, and Education Department.
He's the perfect guy because he gets the regulatory climate because he's has been, you know, working in regulatory for so many years, and he's a scientist, so it's a good acquisition.
Well, we're very lucky because he was my original boss at Nordic Naturals, and he helped set up their program where researchers could come and we would make the placebo and we would give them the fish oil that they wanted. And we've done the same thing here. And so there's some things I'm not allowed to talk about yet because it's non-public information. However, we have many researchers around the country using our Finnish branded product. Whether they're case reports or small open label pilot trials, it really is the beginning of the scientific process. And the gentleman that produced the anxiety study, Dr. Scott Shannon, to your point about COVID, emailed us just the other day and said, why don't we do a follow-up study just to show how we can help modulate and manage, maybe manage better the fear that people are having from COVID. So please keep your eyes open on all kinds of exciting science. We have a paper, that abstract that we wrote for our randomized control trial. That's been going through peer review and should be published soon. So next time I'm on your show, our randomized control trial will be published in a peer-reviewed journal.
Well, you'd be sure to alert us about that because that's information we want to share with our listeners. So today's call to action, you can find out more about CV Sciences and Plus CBD. Search CV Sciences on YouTube, where we'll see some videos of Stuart and other luminaries on this subject. And you can subscribe to access lectures, interviews, and original content and more on the official CV Sciences channel on YouTube. Also, and this is, thank you for being so generous because I really, you know, think this is a wonderful invitation to our listeners, you know, who may be a little gun shy, but, you know, this is just a great opportunity to try it. Intelligent Medicine listeners, as part of a special offer, can receive 30% off their purchase at pluscbdoil.com with a promo code, get ready, BEWELL, B-E-W-E-L-L. Just put it into the, there's like a promo code box, and you can get a significant discount. So, you know, I can't, and you can't, Stuart, compel people to take this stuff, right? They got to see results. And so try it. I think it's going to make a difference for you. It has made a difference for me personally, my family members. I recommend it highly to other family members and to many of my patients. So, and, you know, one final thing, you know, frankly, and you realize this, Stuart, there's a bit of a fear factor associated with this. It has kind of the aura of, you know, a hallucinogenic drug. It's like sort of like marijuana. How do you reassure our listeners that that's not the case?
Well, the first thing I say is that we hear you. We hear you loud and clear. So that's the first thing. When people are concerned, we have to say, we hear you, and that's why we want you to learn the mechanism of action. CBD was approved for little children in mega doses because it has no direct activity at sites in the brain. None of the addictive sites in the brain get motivated by CBD at all. That's why the National Institutes of Drug Abuse told the FDA thumbs up for little kids to guzzle the stuff. So once you learn that it's the non-intoxicating cannabinoid that's here to balance the system that balances you, if you want to fine-tune the chemist of your brain, you might want some plus CBD if you'd like to have a healthier stress response. So yes, we do hear people that they're nervous. And once they find out it's the opposite of THC, people start to get very intrigued.
Well, Stuart, you know, on Intelligent Medicine, we're proud of all of our sponsors. We don't accept sponsors unless we truly believe in their products. But I'm especially proud of CBD because I think on the supplement front, nothing like it has been as revolutionary as CBD in terms of its, you know, universal applicability, but also its specific action against, you know, a wide variety of conditions. And I'm sure it's going to play a role in helping to maintain people's health throughout this coronavirus pandemic. So thank you for, for being such an enthusiast about this. You landed in the right place as VP of Science, Regulation, and Education because, you know, you're certainly well-informed and you are really sharing a lot of vital information.
Well, thank you, Doctor. It's such a pleasure. And in this day and age where truth has sort of replaced, you trust and truth are sort of interchangeable, right? You know, people are like, who do you trust? Well, you know, where's the truth? And to hear with your standards that this is something that you use, this stuff changed my life. And I did not go on the radio and use that as my sales pitch. You know, we spent a fortune on science here. I didn't want to sound like someone who was just telling their own story. This stuff changed my life. And if you're afraid right now, we hear you. And you might want to try plus CBD. We wanted to make something that people love. We wanted to make something that people truly loved to buy. That's so rare. It's so rare to find something that you truly love going out of your way to get, and that's what that gold soft gel is in your hand. We wanted to make something that was more precious than something material.
Well, absolutely. And thanks very much for those encouraging words. That's Stuart Tomk of CV Sciences. Find them at www.pluscbdoil.com. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.